Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
It's a hard line, 5-9 The Fan, KFNS, 5-9TheFan.com, TJ Mo, Bob Ramsey, Jonathan Edgar Hadley. Your shots at John are welcome. And we will continue to talk about all that. The Veiled Prophet says, Hadley, GTFO. There, saved syllables. Just kidding. Just shorter to type.
See? Get it, Bob?
I get it.
It still didn't save syllables. GTFO, get the out. Same amount of syllables. But he's like, that's why he said, just kidding, just shorter to type.
And then he could respond AMF.
You could. We are going
to. No, it starts out, you know, great to have you.
Huh?
Great to have you, GT.
Great. No, there's no H, though.
Huh?
You just great.
No, it starts out, no, GT.
Great to.
Read it again.
GTFO.
Yeah, it starts out great.
To.
Two.
Where's the have?
Well, you got to read it. I mean, if you can't forget it, obviously you don't get it.
Yeah, you either. So here we go. Hey, we're going to talk a little Cardinals. I was listening to Brian Hoffman talk about how much he loves bunting, and I totally agree with him. I think if you could bunt 1 through 9 every game, you'd win. You slow the game down a little bit. You get the pitcher to be totally out of gas from running up so frequently. He'd be out by the third inning. You could dive into the bullpen. That's a guaranteed win.
And it's all math. The very best hitters only hit 1 out of 3 times.
That's right.
You should be able to get 8 out of 10 bunts down.
That's right. That's right.
So simple math.
Even if they're outs, that fat guy's exhausted.
Come on, it's math. Yeah.
Who is the pitcher that I think he's out finally this year? The guy who swinging a bat.
You can always
was
tell
like,
when someone like didn't play baseball and they resented how much those guys get paid for how little they have to run, and then some fat guy's just swinging a bat around and jogging all over the place. Jeez,
it's 100%
always a little jaded.
Who's the? I'm totally blanking on his name. He took a no hitter into like the 7th or 8th last year in year 20. When he swings the bat.
Cologne?
No. Yeah, maybe it is Bartolo.
Bartolo. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, imagine bunting to him every play. He'd be out by the third inning, guaranteed. I just think you need to have a little more strategy than just no bunts, okay? I just think there should be some strategy, like tire out Bartolo Colon.
Brian Hoffman loves to use the math to back up his hot takes. Simple math. You get the bunt down almost every time.
Yep.
80-90%.
Yep.
Come on. Come on, Hoffy.
I am very pro-bunt. I think we should bunt more. I think we should celebrate less holidays. I think we should tattoo on makeup, and I think we should bunt more. Those are my core beliefs.
I would tell you this much.
Interesting number two.
it's the laziness of the game today, because one of the easiest ways to beat a lot of these shifts would be to bunt.
Moreover, my thing is not so much the straight bunt, but take the pitch the other way. Truly a lost art.
Take the pitch the other way, or the ability to bunt to either side.
That's one of the things I love about Jose Martinez, and I know that he was the focus for having a couple of bad days in the outfield. Hey, he's not a good outfielder. We all know that. This is not a hot take. But we don't. How many 330 hitters do we have? One other one, okay? In a lineup that's not scoring right now. Anyway, he uses all fields.
Oh yeah,
all fields. That's how you maximize your opportunities.
There's a pitcher by the name of Dakota Hudson. Speaking of Brian Hoffman, he tweeted out about 3 hours ago. He has allowed 47 batted balls with an exit velocity of 100 plus miles per hour or more. That is the most in the National League and tied for the most in all of the majors. That is 6.6% of his pitches, which is second highest in the MLB. He's getting crushed here, Rock, is what Mike Schilt had to say about Dakota Hudson and some of the struggles that he has had thus far.
He started to get ahead of counts a little bit more. You know, made some good plays behind him, played good defense. some good strikes, you know, more quality strikes. You know, he's down a little bit, maybe a little bit better. He was able to get through it.
Yeah, whenever you say able to get through it.
That's not what we're looking for.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for if you're trying to build a program to be competitive.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what you're doing when you're trying to win a championship. Now, if you believe you have a given player, offensively, defensively, pitching, that you're trying to bring along and you think they will contribute this season, okay, maybe. But it's been almost 7 weeks now, and what I see is the problem is his location.
Mm-hmm.
He can't put the ball where he wants it. He cannot. It's just not going where he wants it. Now, why that's happening, I mean, I just see the obvious result. That's up to Maddox and Hudson and
right.
And the staff to figure out why it's not happening. But it's not. How much further do you go saying and work with him between starts and all that? That, again, that's an internal deal. But you don't want to give too much away. I think by Memorial Day, we've got to make a decision, a spot or two in the bullpen, a spot, at least one spot, maybe two in the rotation, probably one. And, you know, you've given, because of track record and the fact that a couple of guys have earned the ability for the club to be patient with him.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think that we've got a couple of guys that almost appear to be grandfathered into their spots in the batting order. And I think so, offense, starting rotation, bullpen. And having said that, you're still a competitive team, but you're going to have to tweak this to be a championship team because the division is too good. You've got to hit on all cylinders.
Cardinals are in fourth place today. They were the best team in baseball record-wise 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know, it happens quick. You lose 9 out of 11, you drop in a hurry, and there's not a margin for error. You're not going to build a 10-game lead in this division. It's not going to happen.
Play a cleaner game. Maybe a couple real minor points about the bullpen like yesterday. You probably should have had 3 more wins out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would have bumped along around 500. But even great teams go through that.
Right.
But to just be abysmal,
yep.
Just to be in the Marianas Trench after winning all those in a row. Now, some people would say, you know, you're even Steven. You weren't that good. You're not that bad. Yeah, that's probably right.
Yeah, if you want to be an average team.
But that's not the goal.
Right.
Nobody will accept being an average team. Right?
No, I just...
John, why do you have a Planet Fitness membership on your keys?
Those aren't mine.
Because he's ironic.
Those aren't my keys. I have no idea whose keys are.
That's a lie. There's a bottle opener on it, too.
You think I drive a Honda?
I don't know what you drive after what you went through last year.
Actually,
we've never talked about that. Can we talk about that?
The joke is I do drive a Honda.
Oh, do
but
you?
But that's not my Honda. I also drive a Silverado whenever it's in my driveway. So...
Sweater without coming.
Does occasionally move to other places without your knowledge?
Bob there, yes, exactly.
That happened one time.
Then suddenly shows up in Pine Lawn. Bob, two things. Oh, well.
Well, you know what? Let me quit putting around about Matt Carpenter. He's got 2 more weeks. And here's the other thing. I think Goldschmidt's about ready to get hot. He should be third, and DeYoung should be hitting second.
Yeah,
got to figure out what the leadoff spot. DeYoung should have 10 more RBIs on the season at least, but the top two guys aren't getting on enough.
Right.
Got to just tweak. It's okay to tweak.
Not to get too
far. Go with the hot hand.
Well, see, you. I know you'll laugh at me. Because of the lack of speed, but I would give some serious thought right now to putting Martinez in the leadoff spot.
You know what? It's weird. I'm a lineup nerd. I'm poring over the stats all the time while I'm watching games. I see that, but I think he can drive in more runs. You know who I'm thinking against right-handed pitching? The guy who's done it in his career, Dex.
Oh, ooh.
against right-handed pitching.
Right. Don't you dare do it against the lefty.
But once you nail the coffin shut, do you open it up again?
Well, I think you tell your team and you tell the media, who then tells the fans. This is a fluid deal. This is a different, a lot of the same names. But with Goldschmidt in here, we're trying to figure out what works best. And if somebody like me doesn't like it, too bad. They're the ones getting paid. I know I'm not.
I think what really annoys me about the Cardinals, and this is an old man thing, I hate sloppy ball, Bob.
Oh, I hate it.
I hate it with a passion. And sloppy ball doesn't necessarily just include bad base running, errors, missed throws. Sloppy ball is hit a batter, give up a signal, hit a batter, give up a home run.
That's sloppy.
I mean, two of the guys on base is your fault.
Mm-hmm.
It's your fault. You know what I'm saying?
Without a doubt. People want to point to that game got away. Martinez couldn't catch one in the gap, and he botched that little single. The one in the gap, hey, he's not very good. He's not a very good outfielder. I thought he gave an effort. But part of effort is focus, and that single that dropped in front of him that got past him, that's a bad play that even a bad player shouldn't make. Hey, you charge it, back up, play it on the hop. I get it. You know, you're not Harrison Bader out there. Don't exacerbate a problem. And that's what he's got to be better at. He's never going to be a good outfielder, but don't compound it. And that's really the only problem I had with him defensively.
And TJ, I'm sure as a receiver, there were certain things that you were taught that were golden rules that you just don't break. And in baseball, one of the things that's taught to you from the time that you're 7 years old is keep the ball in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the ball in front of you. All too often I see baseball players nowadays making mistakes, coming up sideways on a baseball, trying to backhand a bit. No, unless you have to, never backhand a baseball. Ever.
Unless you have to.
Right.
Ever. So, there you go. We are going to we'll get into a few more things as we go.
We got to talk about some hoops from yesterday.
We're going to talk about
some
hoops.
I don't give a damn if two people in the city want to talk hoops with me, Bob. Those are two spectacular game sevens.
Can we point this out, too? This was tweeted out earlier. Benjamin Albright retweeted this, and then Clay Travis just commenting on it. So, it's complex sports is apparently they love the NBA. Tweet is, this NBA season has created so many unforgettable moments. The NBA has surpassed the NFL as America's sport.
Stop. Just stop.
How stupid do you have to be to write that?
I know you want to get a job in the NBA marketing office, and that's okay. I'm for that, but just don't be silly. Don't be silly, because then whatever message you really want to send, it's lost because of people are going, oh, man.
This has been my contention about... So we had a big argument back when Hanny Yates was on the show with us about the Serena and being 700th in the world and all that. And the discussion came up because somebody wanted to compare it to something that is very clearly in a separate world. Andy Roddick, she even said on Oprah, would beat her 3-0, and she may not win a single game, right? She may not win a single point.
Right.
But that's not the point. Can you not celebrate that what she's doing is awesome? What the NBA is doing in this postseason has been awesome. To then put the NBA in a position to where anybody with a functioning brain has to say, you guys are morons. This is a $14 billion a year industry that plays 16 games a year. You guys play 82 and don't touch it, and nobody, comparatively, nobody watched the NBA. 80 million more people. This is a Clay Travis tweet. 80 million more people watched the Super Bowl in 2015 than watched the most watched basketball game of all time.
And so the point is not that the NBA is bad. It's just don't make that comparison.
Exactly.
Enjoy it for what it is. I love it. I grew up, and it was baseball and NBA for me when I was a kid. And then I got hooked on college basketball much later, really when I started working in the game. But I love pro basketball. I absolutely love it, but it's not the same thing.
Bob is supposed to scream from the mountaintop. We used to have to watch the finals on tape delay, enjoy it, and shut up.
Exactly. Every game is on. Every game is on. Enjoy it. Love it. I do.
Yes, the NBA is really cool. This, again, goes back to the Serena thing. Serena, if we can say, what she's doing is phenomenal. She's probably the greatest female athlete of all time. Leave it right there. now to say, well, why'd you say female? Why didn't you just say greatest athlete of all time? You're inviting criticism for no reason, right? What you've done here, instead of us talking about what John just said, those game sevens yesterday were spectacular. This has been the most fun, especially early season playoffs in recent memory. Now the conversation is the NFL is inarguably infinitely better than you are. Why invite that conversation?
Silly.
A stat I saw this morning on one of those debate shows, pretty phenomenal. The previous 2 years heading into the conference finals, Golden State was a combined 16-2.
Mm-hmm.
This year, they're 8-4.
Mm-hmm.
They've already lost twice as many games prior this year than they had in the previous 2 years combined.
No, you know, you start to get into the where and the why. And
yeah, LeBron came to the West and the Lakers, sir. No, that's not what happened, is it?
You know, Durant's out and all those kinds of things. But it actually makes it a little more interesting to see, do they just because they have all the great players, is that why they won? Or can they really get after it and really play when the chips are down?
Well, they played Houston earlier, too, because of how it fell. They played them in the in the Western Conference Finals last year. So that changes things a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was another set that they had. Houston is like 5-1 or 6-1 over the last 4 years. I think this is the last 5 years. They're like 5-1 or 6-1 in postseason series. The other loss being to San Antonio, and 0-4 against Golden State.
Yeah, and they've they went to 7 games last year. I guess it was 6 this year. They've been right there. And even in the regular season, they've played them tough.
I don't know. I mean, anybody who watched that game, because people are going to say they choked. No. If you watch that game, how the hell Steph Curry was making these shots? He was smothered half the time. And he's still hitting shots that a normal human being never hits, Bob. That was not Houston downplaying. That was Steph Curry being a man.
And add in that he's hitting those shots.
Don't leave yet.
Coming
John.
Off of a half where he scored no points.
We have one text for you.
How do you, the balance of being smothered by NBA level defenders and the confidence factor of not scoring a point in the entire first half for your first time ever in your playoff career? What Steph did was unfreaking believable.
Yep.
More NBA on the other side. It's Hardline.